Wednesday, 3 February 16, broadcast of the Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Calvary Hour. I'm Bill Wingard, your host speaker. This broadcast is sponsored by the Calvary Baptist Church located in New Bern, North Carolina. We are glad to be with you in this study as we are basically looking at Ezekiel chapter 8. God would go to Babylon and take Ezekiel by the Spirit, in the Spirit, and take him by the hair of the head and bring him to Jerusalem and show him why God had to send Israel into captivity. It was because of their idolatry and their immoral living. He showed him the idolatry being practiced in the streets of Jerusalem and then inside the temple where the Sanhedrin were. And then he showed them the women weeping for Tammuz, weeping over the flesh, weeping over the immorality. And then that brought us over to 2 Kings chapter 23. As we were looking at Josiah, as he followed his wicked father Manasseh, and he would, by the grace of God, seek to clean up the house of God where Manasseh, his grandfather, and Ahab, and even Solomon, back to Solomon, had brought so many idols and different things, different types of sin into the house of God. Well, we ask the question then, how can that happen in our day? What has killed churches? What has killed schools? What is it that has robbed the work of God of power? And we said we find the answer to that clearly outlined in Romans chapter 1. And that's where we have been for the last two broadcasts. As we see the digression, I started to say progression, but I'll tell you this is not progress, this is digress. This takes us away from that which is right. But it starts out ever so subtly. The problems start out, churches and schools and what have you, as far as them turning their back on the power of God and substituting it with the flesh and the world and the devil, it starts out ever so subtly. Father, do bless us now with thy word. Speak to my heart and the hearts of all of our listeners. Lord, I pray for Calvary, and I pray for every church that's represented by the listeners today where folks really want to stand for thee and love thee. Oh God, I pray that you'll give us victory, and may we, like Josiah in days of old, may we do what we can, Lord, to help clean up the work of God. But remember that it's not just the outward, it's the inward, it's the heart that must be changed and must be changed by the Spirit of God. And we believe you do that through spiritual preaching. God, help us, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we find out that the trouble starts on a negative note, because that when they knew God, I'm in Romans 1 and verse 21, because when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations. That means empty. And their foolish heart was darkened. Darkness is not a thing in the world, but the absence of light. Turn your back on God, turn your back on the Word of God, and you're going to be in darkness. That's an absolute automatic result. And also, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. They thought they'd come up with a better plan than what God had, with a better person than the living God. And so, what they do, they set out to be great change agents. And oh, have I seen this in my lifetime. Their first attempt to make a change is in verse 23 of Romans chapter 1. And they change the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like the corruptible man. That is, they turn their back on the inspired, infallible, precious Word of God and on the holiness of God, and they turned it to the doctrine of men, to an image made like the corruptible man. Well, Professor so-and-so said so-and-so. Well, that contradicts the Word of God. I know, but he's such a learned man. No. Listen, I'll not quote the man's name, but I remember years ago when one of the most prominent evangelists this country has had began to turn his back on God and began to compromise. It was brought to the attention of some folks, and here was their response. I don't care what the Bible says. As long as so-and-so says it, I'll believe it. You got that? I don't care what the Bible says. As long as this evangelist said it, then I'll believe it. No, my friend, if God says it, you believe it, regardless of what any man says, me, him, or anybody else. So they changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to man, and then to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. You notice always things go down. They start at the top and go down. First of all, it was God. Then it was man. Then it was birds. Then it was four-footed beasts. Then it was creeping things that they were worshiping. Well, that didn't satisfy them very long either. God's going to respond now. God always responds. So when men sought to change the glory of God, here's what God did. Verse 24, wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. I call that natural immorality. This is what Hollywood started, or at least Hollywood propagated over so many, has propagated over so many years now. And that was, no sanctity in marriage, people shacking up, people living together, immorality is all right, love is better the second time around, and just so many philosophies like that, and people believed it. Well, I hear all these people, and they're living in adulterous lives and fornication. Why shouldn't we as well? And the people, just like they did in the days of Balaam and Balak, they were copying the examples that was set before them, and they ended up in idolatry and in immorality. And so we saw generations just fall into uncleanness, having a child out of wedlock, nothing wrong with that. People living together, millions of couples living together, living in sin, nothing wrong with that. Listen, you're not supposed to be judgmental. My dear friend, you don't have to be judgmental. Just understand, this is contrary to God, and this is unclean, and God will have to judge it. So they turned, God gave them up to uncleanness. Well, man said, if you're going to do that, then we're going to attack your word. And in verse 25, and change the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. And what an attack there has been in our lifetime on the precious Word of God. This is why, you know, if you don't like the version of the Bible you got, stick around. Another one might be out next week. Oh, dear friend, that's not what we need. What we need is the inerrant, inspired Word of God. That's why in the English language, we stay with the received text, the King James Version of the Bible. God has proven that He's got His hand on it. It's absolutely the preserved Word of God. And dear friend, we don't need new versions. What we need to do is obey what we've got. We don't need to seek to change the Word of God and change it into a lie. Man, you get in some churches and you read the text and folks say, that's not in my Bible. That's not written like that. What I have. No, this is not at all. Isn't that sad? You're talking about confusion. Man, that's confusion. Who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause, now watch this. For this cause, God gave them up unto vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use unto that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. There's consequences on turning our back on God. They, first of all, they forgot God. They wouldn't be thankful. They sought to change His glory into that made like to man and birds and creeping things and four-footed beasts. God gave them over to uncleanness, and then they attacked the Word of God, and God turned them over to unnatural affection. And then what happened? They received in themselves that recompense of the error which was meet. Well, that's not going to stop them either. We'll see on our next broadcast. They didn't like that. They didn't like God, just like we in our generation today just mentioned God, mentioned Jesus Christ. Two of the most dangerous words you can mention in some places now is a name that's above every name, and that is Jesus Christ. And we'll find out in verse 28, even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Well, dear friend, we'll have to leave it there for today, but we sure see how they got in trouble in that day and the same process today. Our Heavenly Father, thank You for Thy Word. The entrance of it giveth light. Help us to be faithful to Thee, to be obedient unto Thee, to live for Thee, and remember that wholeness becometh Thine house, O God, forever. We pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen. This broadcast is targeted for midweek. Hope to see you in a good Bible-believing church this midweek time. And if you cannot get there, join us on the internet, www.calbapt.org, 7 p.m. Eastern Time.